My father was faced with a tough decision when he was in his early 30s. Remain with what he knew, or go back to school to finish his college degree. There are a number of factors that played into the decision, but my father knew where he wanted to be 4 years down the road. I'll never forget when he said, "The way I looked at it, Hank, it was either I was going to be 38 with a degree or be starting a degree at 38. He didn't think it would get any easier if he waited, so he started and finished his degree and never looked back. So when I ask the question, if not today, when, I am looking to do two things. One, remind you that there will always be reasons that you can't start today. But you need to choose to start today, no matter what. And two, remind you that by putting it off, it is not going to get any easier. Rather, it is only going to delay the reward you are reaching for." If you have a hard time picturing the new and improved you, perhaps an easier and more personal motivating picture will be to think of the life you can look forward to if you don't take proactive steps towards creating and managing your health and wellness portfolio. If walking up a flight of stairs leaves you winded now, is it going to magically become easier 5 years down the road? Are you going to miss out playing with your grandchildren or taking walks with the ones you love because you failed to begin taking the steps you needed today? If you could touch your toes when you were in high school, but find it hard to put on your shoes at 40, what will it be like when you're ready to retire? That does not sound like the kind of body that is going to enjoy day-to-day activities, let alone being able to swing a golf club, go fishing, or ride a bike into the sunset. You have already decided that today is the day you're going to start making positive steps toward creating a healthier and more active life. If you are struggling with self-imposed roadblocks from starting, take a minute to list them. Then more importantly, list reasons why or how you can overcome these roadblocks. As unique as your life is, you are not alone with the problems that keep you from living a healthier and more active life. And if you are unable to come up with the answers to the problems that are keeping you from moving ahead on your own, seek out the guidance and counsel of someone who can. The most important thing to do right now is to identify what is keeping you from moving forward, then finding a way to remove it. Go over it, around it, or under it. Whatever it takes to get you moving ahead.